live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect. A time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
You have got to love the sounds of those steel drums. I want to let you know that we are back live today, but I had the most wonderful weekend at a steel pan festival here in Kema, Texas. I spent all day playing with my normal band, and then I sat in with a bunch of other people. And I'm going to tell you, music is soul-soothing. And then had the opportunity to play again on Sunday. So this old lady is glad to be able to sit down and rest some muscles. And we've got some interesting show today. You know, one of the things, and playing music is something that I do to honor myself because I just love it. I lose all. It's one of those in the now things for me because you have to really pay attention to what you're doing. But you know, when you honor yourself, one other way to honor yourself is to honor those who came before you and honor your ancestors. And you know that our title of the show is Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect. And you know, sometimes you can honor your ancestors just by name or just calling them out, as our guest will go into a little bit later, or for those who really want to understand a little bit more about the stories so that they can learn the lessons, so that they can apply those lessons to their lives, then we get into what I do, and that's genealogy. But I have a really exciting guest today, Deanna, and I met about 2 years ago at a conference in outside of Phoenix and Scottsdale, wasn't it, Deanna?
Scottsdale, yes. Hello, everybody.
And Deanna has been doing some really, really phenomenal work over the last 2 years. So I want to introduce her. I want her to tell you a little bit about what she's doing. And I also want to give out the phone number because she will be doing readings. And you're going to be pretty impressed with some of the information she's coming out with. I spent some time with her last night with a group and had a reading myself, and it was very powerful. So here's the number, 888-815-9756. So, Deanna, let's talk about your work.
Hello. Well, first of all, I just want to thank Susan. Thank you so much for bringing me on and having me on as a guest. I love your work, and all the work that you're doing in the world is so important. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
And for everybody that's new to my work, I help you connect with your intuitive side. So wherever you find yourself in your personal development, wherever you are on the path, so to speak, I really love helping you strengthen and trust your connection to spirit. I connect with angels, with goddess energy and fairy energy, and certainly ancestral energy. My own ancestors were healers, and many were Native American and also Colombian Indian. And so today I'd really love to talk about how we can honor our ancestors, how can we honor what came before, and really take the lessons that our ancestors gave to us and create our own space, create our own version of it, so to speak. For those of you that are, you know, familiar with goddess work, I just came out with a book. It's called Kick-Ass Dancing Goddess.
I love it.
Your must-read manual to stop playing small and start claiming your crown. So if you're listening right now and you know that spirit may be giving you a kick in the ass, or you feel like they are, and you really want to take your intuitive abilities or any aspect in your life to the next level, I'd love to talk with you. I also do coaching for entrepreneurs. If you're starting your own intuitive or healing-based business, I love coaching. And my website is www.thedancinggoddess.com. You can also find me on Facebook and on Twitter. And I do have a couple of classes coming up. One of them is actually tomorrow night. It's a free teleseminar, and it's called Go To Goddess. So if you've been kind of craving some female support and would like some insight on an area in your life, you can call in for a reading today, and you can also call in for a reading tomorrow.
There you go.
So all the information is on the website, and the other class that I have is an online certification program. If you're a healer and you feel strongly connected to angels and Reiki, I'm doing an online angel Reiki program. I just woke up this morning, and I see that there are only 2 spots left. So if you'd like to learn more about that, just go to the homepage and click on Angel Reiki. So thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit. I'm very intrigued about this Angel Reiki concept.
Yes. So basically what I found in my own healing practice was the angels were coming in very strong. I, you know, was trained in the traditional Japanese tradition where you learn certain symbols and a master kind of passes on the symbols and the energy into your hands. And I was getting really great results with clients, but angels kept swooping in. And one of the biggest things when you learn Reiki is, you know, adding anything else is not Reiki. And so in my head, I wanted to be the good student and not bring anything else in, but I kept finding certain angels were giving me certain mantras and certain additional symbols. And I remember one day just asking, I think it was my aunt, I'm like, well, you're not a client, so I can try this on you. I keep getting these mantras. Can we just see what happens? And she was having lower back pain and nothing worked. She'd been to chiropractors, acupuncturists. And I just said, let's try this out. And I found that the Archangel of Healing, Raphael, came in and we did some of the symbols that came through, and by the end, I think we did a 30-minute session there. She said the pain was gone, and she felt like she floated away to another place. And that's when I knew there was something to this, Angel Reiki. But I feel that my mission is to pass on the mantras and the knowledge that I have been given, not only from studying the traditional methods, but from my ancestors, from my grandmother, who was a healer, to other people, so that you can go out in the world and really develop your healing gifts and learn a new modality. And if you're strongly connected to angels, you're going to love this because it's a gentle energy. It's very easy to use. And who doesn't want, you know, healing 24/7 in your hands? It's like on-call healing anywhere you are in the world.
You know, that's terrific. I have taken some Reiki courses, and, you know, you might be giving me some interesting ideas because, you know, one of the things that I've been implementing into my genealogy practice is, you know, utilizing my clients' ancestors and trying to connect with them because some of them don't want to be found. Yep. Or maybe don't want their stories to be told.
Yep.
And sometimes we have to go to extremes to, you know, get information out of them. And, you know, one of the things that you mentioned last night when we were talking was, you know, assigning either a Reiki symbol or a color or something to our ancestors so that, you know, you can, really connect with them a lot faster. And I just found that very powerful. And I intend to try to use that in my practice because, you know, one of the things that it was really interesting. I've had 2 cases that have been just bothering me to death, and nothing was working. And I will try the normal, you know, the standard genealogy practices first, mm-hmm. and call on these other skills when nothing else works. But last week, I had 2 cases that were just bugging me, and you know, I just sat down and I did my reading with these 2 individuals that I was trying to connect with. And I will want to let you know that I have, you know, pretty much solved both of those cases in the last 3-4 days.
Awesome.
And it's pretty amazing. And you know, some of us have these skills. In fact, we all have these skills, and I know that you will proclaim that. Mm-hmm. It's that we don't use them. And, you know, I instead of doing genealogy first, I probably should do the readings first and then go through the standard genealogy modalities. But being a genealogist, I want to, you know, make sure that I do things in the right way. But, you know, I thought that was very interesting, and I'd love for you to share a little bit more about the assignment of symbols, colors, whatever, to try to, you know, I think that was very powerful.
Oh, absolutely. So one of the things that I found really helpful is whenever you find yourself getting stuck, if you're connecting with an ancestor, deceased loved one, however you want to frame it, sometimes, you know, we expect to see them or feel them in a very specific way. So I remember, you know, my great grandmother used to wear this cologne or this perfume. She used to do this, right? That's all the process that goes through her head or could go through your head. And so you expect to kind of have her present herself in that way. Well, that doesn't always happen. And so what I was kind of experimenting with, and I found to be true, is that you can actually ask them just in meditation or, you know, journaling even, what if there were a symbol that I could easily identify your presence, what would it be? And, you know, if you're finding yourself stuck there, colors are really powerful as well. So if I were to notice a color that was you, and you would let me know, without a shadow of a doubt, that that's you, what would it be? It invites a dialogue with your ancestors. It also gives them the power of choice, because one of the things I also like to tell everybody is that they maintain their personalities. And Susan, I know you know this. They, you know, some clients will say, oh, you know, is she my angel? Actually, no, she's still your great-grandmother, and she's a spirit guide, and she's going to be sassy or, you know, gentle, however she was when she was with you or in her life. That personality, that tone carries over. So
my mother is incredible. I mean, there were some sayings that she would say to me in life. And I mean, there are things that I will do. And I mean, I can hear her, mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, I don't know if I even want to say them out loud on the radio, because she would definitely speak her mind when she thought I was, you know, not doing what she felt was right. And, you know, it's very interesting, and you can really hear them, in the same voices and the same tones and the, you know, and it really is amazing. I think she visited last week and had a few words for me.
Yes, it's so true. And you know, also when you're connecting with them through the colors, let's say, you know, your grandfather tells you that navy blue is his color. Well, how do you know that you're not just, it's not just wishful thinking when you see navy blue, right? And so the easiest way to distinguish between wishful thinking and an authentic message from your ancestor is pay attention to your senses. Are your senses amplified in any way? Do you feel fear or nervousness? If you feel fear or nervousness, that is not coming from a source. That is coming from your ego. So really just tuning in, taking a moment, you know, for me, sometimes I'll get ringing in my ears, you know, that kind of everything that I'm doing stops for a second or two, and my eyes are directed to a certain object or a certain color. And that's how I know, but you have to find what works for you. Some of you are visual, so you'll get an actual image, or you'll just feel something in your body. So that's the easiest way I can explain it, is if there is fear or nervousness, it's probably not your grandpa.
You know, and that's very true. And the same with our spirit guides and the fairies and the angels and the goddesses. I mean, you know, when they come to visit, they come with I would say what? Joy and yes. goodness in their hearts.
Yes. And goodness, that's a great word, and grace. So you'll feel calm. The message might not be, you know, exactly what you want to hear, but they'll frame it in a way that you can understand. And the other thing is, they may appear to you in the form of a song or an animal. Not discounting either of those things, but, you know, how many of us have gotten a song stuck in our head and it's like, I wanted to get out, I wanted to get out. Well, have you listened to the lyric that's stuck in your head? Because it could be a message for you.
We go through those things all the time. I had a song bouncing around yesterday, I think, all day long. I mean, it was just
what song really... was it? Do you remember?
No, I don't. You know, it was just, if you want to know the truth, I don't remember. It will come to me. But it really identified the spirit I was in on Sunday after this gig. We just had this incredible experience on Sunday that we don't always have when we play, you know, restaurants and you know, restaurants. This was actually a restaurant overlooking the water, and it was just a happy day. I mean, the clientele was happy. They wanted to participate. It was just, you know, really, really just one of those wonderful gigs, and I just... been dancing through the days ever since.
Yay! You know, I get happy when I hear that you're dancing, Susan.
Well, you know, when you play steel drums, you got to dance.
It's wonderful, and I love that you brought up the whole idea of the drumming, because that's one of the easiest ways to connect to your ancestors is through music, is through movement, and really taking yourself down from your head, right, and down into your body, down into your soul, and really connecting with them on that level. So if you've been trying to connect with an ancestor, you've been having issues, turn on some drumming music, close your eyes, move around your room, and just let go. Ask the question that you have and move. You know, a lot of times I think there's pressure to meditate and be still, and some of us are just not built that way. I'm definitely not one of those people.
Nor am I.
So, you know, I finally embraced it, and, you know, I do believe that moving is a form of meditation, and it's all about intention. So if you're listening to this thinking, oh, that's totally me, you know, I'm not a meditator. Well, guess what? You are meditating. It's just... we're cut from a different cloth, and that's just fabulous.
You know, that's interesting. I need to be playing more often.
There you go. That's a message for you today.
That is my message. Phone number, 888-815-9756. Why don't you give us a call? You will really love having a reading. So phones are open. Readings are available. Don't miss an opportunity. This is really quite an opportunity. So... let's talk a little bit about, you know, last night I had mentioned my little fairy experience that I was sitting here, you know, working, and I have moved my desk since then. But, you know, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this green fluorescent thing that resembled a bird, but, you know, wasn't a bird. It had, you know, kind of a human body with wingies and, you know, but it was just fluorescent green. And it just kind of flittered around in my backyard for a little bit and then kind of went on its merry way. And I was stunned by it. I mean, I was stunned. I'd never seen anything quite like it. So, you know, when you talk about fairies. I mean, the only fairies that I used to talk about is when I had a production company, and this is in the old days before computers, and we used to put image things to film, and we would work all day, and our film would come out dark, and nothing would be on the film, and we would call that film fairies.
I love that. They are tricksters. They really get us to just you know, stay on our toes and pay attention to the immediate present. And I love that you had that experience, Susan, because the fairies are all over. And it's just a matter, they're very particular. They have very distinct personalities. So that particular fairy, the fact that you said she was like a green, was it like an emerald green?
And she was a she.
Yep, she was a she.
Yes.
Yeah, the emerald green has to do just with caretaking and also nurturing energy. So looking at where nurturing falls in your life. Are you nurturing yourself? Are you nurturing others? And I love that you brought up the colors because different fairies will present themselves in different colors. So
interesting.
Yeah. So also if our callers, if you have a particular color that keeps popping up, I'd be happy to tune in and see what that color is connected to. It could be a fairy energy. It could be a goddess, or it could just be a message for you about that color. So I'd be happy to do that as well.
So how do we, and then we have goddesses, and, I really don't know that much about the goddess world as I do about, the film fairy world, the ancestor world, and I know a little bit more about the angel world that I do, but I don't know much about the goddess world.
Yeah, the goddesses are a unique, unique breed, I'll tell you. When I first kind of met them, I was taken aback because their energy is very strong. It's almost, the easiest way I can explain it, it's like a really fabulous stage mom. They're just kind of there, and the angel energy is just very gentle and loving, and they'll kind of nudge you or kind of repeat the same message in this loving way. The goddesses will do it in a loving way, but it's like, I'm sorry, the only phrase that comes up is sometimes they have to kick your ass a little. So they'll say, okay, you said you were going to do this 6 months ago. Why aren't you doing it, darling? Do it again, and they'll give you a stronger message. So it's a strong energy, and they come from all over the world, and different goddesses come in at different times, very much like angels. We definitely have the goddesses that are there, for relationships. We've got Aphrodite, we've got Freya, a ton of them, for prosperity. And you can call on them with intention. But if there's a particular cycle that you're going through, you may have three or four goddesses supporting you at any given time. And we all have the goddess within us, male or female. It's that part of you that's activating your female creative energy. And Susan, it sounds like you are activating it with your music and your movement. It's the goddesses really help us turn on our second chakra, which is right below our belly button. It's where we make babies from and miracles and all our creative ideas. So, the goddess is already there. You don't have to look far to find her, but she definitely is coming into her time again. She never left, and she's, you can see her in the trees, in the water, all of the nature elements along with the fairies. So again, if there's a particular question that you have, I would be able to tune in to the goddesses around you as well.
Well, let's, come on, somebody. 888-815-9756. It's the audience is very funny. Sometimes they just call in all the time, and sometimes they sit back and they just listen. So, come on, we need one caller, and I'm sure once we get one caller, everybody's going to call. So, 888-815-9756. This is an incredible opportunity that you don't get very often to speak to the fairies, the goddesses, and the angels, and ancestors all at one time.
Yes, and I do have a message I can just share for everybody listening today.
Okay.
This hymn's from the goddess Athena, who I know was really strong in the group last night. She just kept popping up. And the message for you is that it's safe to be powerful. So if you're listening to this, where in your life do you find yourself holding back your power? And really trusting the decisions that you're making in your career, Athena's helping you with career, and she says some of you are in industries, where male energy has really dominated, or you feel like it has, but this is your time, and whether you're male or female, to activate your feminine. So the receptive muscle, the part of you that speaks up for yourself in a loving way that benefits not only you, but the group that you're inquiring about. And also, she says enough is enough. So where have you been giving people chances? You know, have you been setting boundaries and maybe they haven't met those boundaries or respected those boundaries? She says, enough is enough. It's time to get really clear and be really honest with yourself about who you're going to choose to take with you into this next cycle. And we're in springtime, so it's a great time to take inventory of, you know, the relationships in your life, and starting with the relationship to yourself. What are you done with? What are some ways of thinking that you're done with? What are some places that you go to that you are done with? Or if you're not done with them, what feels incomplete? And calling on her is an easy way to kind of tie into that energy. When I call on Athena, I always like to envision a purple robe, just like a purple, just really regal robe. And I liken her energy, if you're familiar with Archangel Michael, she's got a very similar vibration. Very protective, very strong, and really tied into your life purpose and career. So if you're asking questions about that right now or kind of going back and forth, envision the color royal purple and just call on Athena and just tell her what's going on. You know, I'm really scared that I'm going to be laid off, or I'm really wanting to start this new venture, and what if nobody backs me? Tell her what your fears are and ask her to help you navigate through some of those, because this is a great time to do some reflection on what didn't work so that you can move into a space of what will work.
Well, we have our first caller.
Yay!
We have, I think, and our producer's not quite sure of the name, but we think it's Leanne from California on line two. How are you doing today?
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, yes, and this is Leanne. Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am thrilled to speak with you.
Oh, great. We're excited to hear from you. Do you have a particular question or area you'd like some support with today?
I've been working in education for quite some time, and I'm also a medium. And so I'm wondering if you could take a look and see if which area of my life is getting ready to take off more, or perhaps both, I don't know.
Yeah, perfect. All right, a few things. The first one is you are in a period of trust, so really trusting that your abilities are sound. Your guides just want you to know that you are more than qualified to do this work. So that's the first thing. So let go of any fears that you're not good enough, or that, you know, I'm not really a medium. I only sometimes get messages. You are the real deal. So just really embracing that. And the other part of this is the area that's taking off right now is your career. It's your career, and part of your career is communication and also connected to the arts. So are you doing any creative activities right now?
I just started a few months back, but have a huge love for it. Is I've been creating jewelry with crystals. Crystals Ooh. Actually speak to me, which that may sound crazy to some people, but I think to both of you it won't.
No, that's wonderful.
They do speak to me, but I've been a teacher and a reading specialist, and now have another master's degree to be able to be a principal of a school. So I kind of feel tugged between traditional 3D world work and the mediumship and creating of the jewelry, and those both sides of my life. I feel like there's a little bit of a clash between the two, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. Susan, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I did, because I was talking to a friend the other day who is he's also in education. And, you know, we were talking about some of the healing things, and I said, you know, isn't there a way that we can integrate some of these spiritual healing things into our work or your work as educators without really letting on that you're doing that?
Yeah.
Because there I think really it is so important, and I think that the kids today are really open to this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously it's not something you can do wide open, but, you know, if there was a way to you know, and in some ways, as I'm doing, is incorporating some of this stuff into, quote unquote, the mainstream genealogy field. And, you know, of course, a lot of people think I'm crazy, too. You know, what a better world we would have.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, Leanne, the other thing here is you are an amazing teacher and leader, and wherever you choose to go, just when I tuned into the energy of the new position, your energy dropped a bit. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I think that there's a stress attached with, if I become a principal, you know, first I have to find a position and all of that.
Right.
If I become a principal, then how much do I have to give up to do that?
Exactly.
How much
yeah.
give? Because right now, as I work as a reading specialist, my lunch hours are my time. I still get to work with kids. I still get to work with teachers. I still get to be doing those kinds of things. But then there's still time. I still have energy at the end of the day to give somebody a reading if they need one, or take a class, or, you know, whatever it is that I want to do. So I kind of, my heart feels, I know I'm supposed to become a principal because I know I guess I shouldn't say it with such absolutes, but I feel I'm supposed to become a principal because one day I'm supposed to open a school.
Yes,
a school
that's what I was just going to say.
Yep. But yep. in the meantime, how much do I,
right.
what happens in the meantime? Between
yeah, okay.
the amazing school and having to be a principal in the mess that California is in right now in public education, and I love kids. And
yeah.
I push out as much of the education as I can, the red tape side of it, if you will, and focus on what's important for kids and teachers, you know. But it's still a difficult thing to be in the middle of it.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
absolutely. And, you know, I can connect with you on so many levels. I was actually a teacher in California. I just moved from California in the public schools. And I made the transition that you're asking about. So
I wonder if we know each other.
Yeah, totally. I was teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and then high school, and yeah, and now, you know, I'm a full-time intuitive, but I also love working with children. So you're, you know, a couple of things I can offer you that's coming from, looks like the goddesses for you, is that you can have both. You can have both. Whatever part of you feels like you have to choose one or the other, you know, that's kind of the old energy, the old you. You can have it both. I do see an image of you working with crystal children. It's interesting you brought up the crystal jewelry because that's a part of it. And it looks like this school is, you know, a few years away, but it's like they want you to get some experience under your belt. They're calling you towards mediumship, but also combining your work with children. So I don't know if there's a way, and this is just me brainstorming, is there a way to kind of work exclusively or specifically with families in your mediumship work?
I'm hoping that the school will include, along with traditional reading, writing, science, math, a portion of it to mediumship and developing kids' skills, and the family comes and we all do Reiki in the morning or Tai Chi or yoga, and having this kind of a community school where parents can come, who can come during
Beautiful.
Different parts of the day, and having kids' metaphysical sides supported as part of the school day.
new wave of education. This is the new wave of education. Go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't wait for permission. If there's a way to just gather a group, you know, and put yourself out there. It could be that you meet way before school, so it's not really technically during the day, and then it expands, you know, because part of it is the school needs to see the benefit before they totally involve themselves, and there is all that red tape. I know what you're talking about. Or the opposite, doing an after-school program where it's, you know, a half hour. I mean, start small. But the steps that I see for you, and this may be, you know, this may shift as you get into it, is to really honor where you're at right now. It's not the time to make crazy huge changes. The next couple of months are going to be like kind of a research phase for you. So really testing your ideas out on the environment that you already have, with the understanding that you will be moving on. You're not going to stay at that job, you know, forever. You will be starting a school, looks like with two other people, a couple years down the road for crystal, indigo, kind of intuitive children. It's not quite there yet, but if you can somehow, you know, carve out some time during your week to commit to kind of introducing the modality, like mediumship or Reiki, whatever you are excited about, and sharing them with a group. And just, you know, you can put a flyer up, you can start sharing it and just say, you know, this is not connected to the school yet, but if you're interested, you know, we're going to be meeting on the playground or wherever, and, you know, you can see how you feel. But you're definitely connected with the children and mediumship. And I also see for your private practice, whatever you are charging, you need to start charging more because your services are worth more.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to add one other thing, Leanne, is one of the most beautiful ways to grab children and teach them lessons about themselves is through genealogy. And one of the things I've always been totally upset about is the fact that this country, unlike other countries like Israel, does not include genealogy in any of their classes. I mean, it incorporates geography, sociology, history, all the things on a personal level. But not only that, they get to connect with their past and learn the lessons of their past. So if you want to incorporate it, let's talk.
Right. I think it's important. And, you know, that's such a springboard for diving into past lives. And I don't think past lives should take precedent over this life. But I think they can often explain or bring to light certain patterns or habits that we continue to hold on to. And so that's a way to look at even family patterns and family history.
Exactly. And this is an area that I'm getting ready to start building. And we talked about this, Deanna, last night, trying to get the youngsters involved in the field of genealogy and not wait till it's the parents and the grandparents and the great-great-grandparents who get involved in genealogy, but to do it at an earlier age and give them some connection to their past. And I didn't start till I was 37 years old, and I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
Wow.
You know, that most of us don't know. We don't know. My father never knew until I started. He was in his 70s.
Oh, wow, yeah. You know, what's interesting, too, is that I will often get a grandmother or a great-grandmother for somebody, and they'll say, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
And they have to go back and ask questions or different things. But it's so common that I never met my grandmother. I'm like, your mom's mom? You never met your mom? I mean, I don't say it that. I would never say that to somebody who came to me, you know, but they're oftentimes, we just moved away and I never got to meet them. And I'm like, well, she's here now. Isn't that interesting?
And Leanne, you can trust yourself. You are so intuitive and you are connecting with them. And the more that you can feel, you know, comfortable kind of reaching out a little bit more and just telling more of the children what you're doing, they're on your side because I see they're hungry for it. There's just hasn't been an outlet for it where you are. And really, you know, this is about really stepping into that courageous energy and saying, you know what, I have this gift I want to share with you. And it's not related maybe to the traditional curriculum at all, but it's important. And you'll find your tribe. You'll find your tribe. Keep up with the jewelry, though, because that activates your goddess energy, your creative energy, so that you have energy to give to the children.
That's interesting you brought that up, because I just decided this week that I probably have to let that go. So it's probably a message I needed to hear.
Yeah, it's for you. It's for you. It's to feed your soul. It doesn't have to be, you know, for anybody else, unless you want to, which is totally your call, but you need something to feed your soul so you have something to feed them.
Which is music for me and making jewelry for you. I mean, we all have to do this. We can't work all the time. We can't do that. But I think that, and we talked about this last night, Deanna, too, and I think that April is the month that, you know, we really all need to be stepping out of our old patterns. And I think that we also all need to be stepping out of these boxes that have been created for us over these many generations of how we're supposed to be and how things are supposed to be. And that those of us who I think are free spirits, as I have been called in many occasions, you know, that this is the time for us to be who we are and to take some of these things past where they have been taken before. And I know that this is what I am intending to do. I know Deanne is trying to do it. And with education, Leanne, I think you have a really incredible opportunity to step out of the box.
Yep.
I really want to be outside of the box so bad.
Intend for it. There. Intend for it. I intend to be out of the box. You can do it.
Yeah. I have always been out of the box.
You can do it, Leanne. You're already, I mean, just by calling in, like, you are already there. You're already on your way.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm a first-time listener, and so I'm just so very grateful for the show and for the energy that you both are putting out towards this. And I would imagine you're going to have lots and lots more callers now because...
Well, let me give out the number one more time. Come on, guys. 888-815-9756. Leanne, stay in touch with us. We want to hear how things are going. I think it's... I am very excited about what you're thinking about doing. I think you ought to...
I am too. I'm so proud.
I think it really needs to be intended.
I do too, and I've felt it for a few years, and I never wanted to be an administrator, but a few years ago, it's like the universe, and you know, I work with the angels, they just lined everything up, and I couldn't say no to going back for a second master's degree, and so I went back, and it seemed a fairly easy process. My family stepped up to the plate, everybody helped me. I got a second master's degree, and now I have an administrative credential. And I thought, well, what am I going to do with this? I don't want to be an administrator. Then I started having dreams and visions, and, you know, I'd share a vision with somebody, and somebody would say, I saw that for you. And so we don't even know the greatness that's in us. And so the caller should call in and, you know, connect, or your listener should call in and connect with some of the greatness that they have in them and get some confirmation. I really needed that confirmation on many levels, so I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You are quite welcome.
And Leanne, I would love to keep in touch with you. If you want to just, you know, stay in touch, the easiest way is to go to my website. It's thedancinggoddess.com. And I, you know, I'd love to just see how things are going. I work with a lot of moms and a lot of teachers. We can totally relate to what you're going through.
And Leanne, my website is www.susaneking.com. And I want to stay in touch too. I'm really excited about this. And we do have another caller, Deanna.
Okay.
We've got Michelle from Vancouver, Washington on line one. Hello, Michelle. Is Michelle there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Can you...
I'm new to genealogy, but my cousins and I, we have been estranged from each other for probably 40 to 50 years, and we only gathered when there was a funeral. But they're putting together a genealogy book, a heritage book, and it's going to focus on our native culture, the Ojibwe from Minnesota. And through this process, this has been such an opening heart process. There is so much healing coming through. And I was listening to the program before your show, but I was laying on my bed. I was kind of in a lucid state, and I started listening to your program. And I started listening, and my grandmother, who I really didn't know very well, is I can see her in my mind's eye through listening to your program. And see, I never knew her, and I've been kind of sorrowful all my life because I felt like I never knew her. But while I'm listening to your program, she came to me and she appeared to me, and I just started weeping and weeping and weeping.
Oh my gosh.
And saying, "Thank you, Grandma. Thank you." And I gave her a big hug, and we hugged, because it's like in life we never really had the opportunity to know one another. And I just wanted to share this wonderful healing your show has brought.
Well, you have almost had me in tears, and I have goosebumps. And that is what this is all about.
Oh, wow. I mean, I thank you so much. This is such a blessing to me. It just is such a blessing, because I knew somehow through this process, and my brother and I would talk, and we'd say, there's a lot of old stuff coming up, you know, which, you know, from our childhood wasn't necessarily good. And I, in my heart, I knew that this is good. This stuff is surfacing to be transmuted and to be healed. And it's just so wonderful. I'm so glad the universe had me listen to your program. I'm so blessed. Thank you.
You know, Michelle, we have a mutual friend, and one of the things that she does that I think is so very powerful, and we were working with her last night, is what we call lineage clearing.
Yep.
And what it does is it really does open up some of these schisms that families have had, and allows the healing process to begin. And not just for you, but for your children, your children's children. It is you know, it goes on all the way down the line. And those of us who decide to clear this and heal it, it's going to benefit everybody.
Absolutely.
In your whole family.
Well, how do I do that? How do I do that? Because I'm really highly interested in that.
We can...
you can give her Althea's information.
I can, if you email me at susan@susaneking.com, I will forward to her and to you her contact information, because I think that that's next step for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, this is wonderful, because the Native, the Americans, the American Indians, we have so much trauma. I mean, this is just one group, but I really feel that is part of my calling, is to help assist in this healing of the trauma that was done to all the Indian cultures. It's just really been strong in me, but I have never known how to go about performing that. And so this is just synchronicity. This is wonderful.
That's great.
So
and
email,
I tell you, I don't have a problem. Althea's website is www.peach, P-E-A-C-H, Buddha, with two D's, B-U-D-D-A.com. And her name is Althea Gray.
Yeah.
And
okay.
She's terrific. We met her 2 years ago
same
conference.
Yeah, she's our mentor. She's amazing. You're in good hands.
And she was on the show not too long ago, and I think it's in the archives on my website if you want to listen to her. But she's something special. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So
well,
much.
You stay in touch with us too, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, I will. Now that I know that you're available, I had no idea. Thank you.
There you go. That's why we do radio. Deanna, we've got another call from Denise from North Wales on line 3. Is that...
Hi, Denise.
Hi there.
Hi, it is North Wales.
It is North Wales, yes, but not Australia.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. I don't know whether you can help me. I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
And you won't know whether you can help me until I tell you the question, will you?
Go for it.
I need to get over a fear barrier that I have. I've been doing healing work, mediumship, for around 5 years now online, for free, which has all been great, you know, and everybody's been very pleased, etc., etc. But I'd like to actually step out and start doing it face-to-face and start doing a monetary exchange. But every time I think about how I'm going to do it, that's not quite a problem. It's the doing it. Have you got any advice, please?
Yes. A few things here, I would say. Is the do you find that what might be making it hard to actually do it is just the word, like using the word money? Like, do you feel a charge around using that word just in general?
I used to, yes. Mm-hmm. I used to very much until probably last year. And I got over the term of being paid, if you like.
Right.
It's the actual face-to-face contact. And I just don't know why.
Yeah, and so a couple things here. Just as I tune into your energy, you have a very peaceful energy about you. I mean, I could already tell when you got on the show. And that is one of your biggest assets. So remembering that, as uncomfortable, right, as it may feel to kind of meet in person, you have a very innate talent, and this comes from your lineage, of helping people feel at ease. So really just trusting in that. The other thing here is your ancestors are actually helping you to really step into your gifts. The actual, you know, setting up something in person and the setting up the exchange, you can actually find with calling in some of your ancestors a way that serves both you and your client. So it could be, that you use the word energy, right? So instead of, you know, this service costs this, right? The energy that we're going to exchange is 65 pounds, for example. And, you know, and deciding that, and this is just a suggestion, because I can also empathize with where you're at, because I was also there. It's like, you know that your healings are working, you know people want them, but my goodness, when it comes down to getting paid, it just feels like you want to throw up.
Yeah. I also write my own meditations, which people do online with me, guided meditations.
Beautiful. So you've got a couple different streams that you could go. One suggestion I would give you is to set it up so that they are exchanging that with you before the session. So whether it's, you know, you want to choose to do online payments or PayPal or check, like figure out what you're most comfortable with. So that you're coming, so that you're coming to session for the session. There's not that weirdness of, did I do a good job? And what if they don't think I did a good job? So maybe they don't want to pay me. All those kind of fears, right? Like, did I perform? Performance anxiety. Can you relate to that?
I haven't actually got that problem, because
good.
I know that the things that I do are fine from all the feedback that I've had over the past 5 years or so.
Yes.
It's just the face-to-face part.
Yeah, and that's fine, you know. Part of it is just actually, intending that you're meeting amazing, ideal clients. That's the other thing. Have you kind of set who you want to work with? Like, have you set some parameters for yourself?
No, I haven't actually got that far, but I do work with the law of attraction as well.
Beautiful. Yeah, so I would say a next step for
that,
you.
And you're actually spot on about the ancestors helping me, because my mother and my grandmother were both psychic mediums.
Ooh, yes. And so, you know, a couple kind of next steps, and you use your intuition because you're very intuitive, is to have a picture of them or, you know, like we shared at the beginning of the show, ask them for a symbol or a color that relates to them. And when you go to meet your clients in person, you know, incorporating that color somewhere in, you know, in the session. So it could be that, let's say your grandmother really loves the color red, so you could have a red tablecloth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like they're there with you. You're not doing it alone. They're supporting you. Another thing I've seen my clients do is they'll pick a stone or a crystal and keep it in their pocket that resonates with the color of their ancestors. So right before the reading, it's like they tune into that, and it helps.
Oh, cool. Yes, because I've got crystals everywhere.
Oh, perfect. So, maybe start there. Just ask, you know, great-grandmother, which crystal would you like to be represented by, and listen to your gut feeling, and that'll be her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to try that?
I'll just have to get through this terror barrier and chill.
Yeah. Or you know what? You can be in the fear and be supported, and as you're doing what you're doing, which you do very well, right? The fear will dissipate on its own. But even just calling it out today on the show, you're already releasing its power. So it's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for that.
Of course.
Sorry?
Oh, I said, of course. You're doing so much great work in the world, and you deserve to be compensated. It's a service. You're giving a service, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with receiving.
No, I know that now. It took me a long time to get through that path. That was a hard one.
Yeah. You're doing such great work. So keep it up, and definitely keep in touch with us.
And this is the time to break out of these fears.
I've got the website down from the previous call.
Oh, good. Good,
so
yeah.
That's great.
Wonderful. And both of us are on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, you know, Susan's on Facebook under your name, right, Susan?
Susan E. King, yes.
Yeah. And I'm under my name, which is Diana Durrell. It's spelled Diana, D-I-A-N-A, and then D-O-R-E-L-L.
That's great. I'm just writing this down.
Wonderful.
Otherwise, I don't remember. Memories.
I know. That's how I am, too. I'm like, if it's not written down, it doesn't exist.
I know. Photographic memories. Once I write it down, I can remember it if I don't.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I'll think of all these energies we're getting now.
Denise, thanks for calling. Stay in touch. We're getting ready to run out of time here, and they're going to be wrapping us up. So we thank you so much, all the callers today, and we want you all to stay in touch. Deanna, you want to give out your website again? We need to.
Yes, thank you so much.
They're going to wrap us up here before we wrap it up.
All right, everybody. It's been an honor to be here. Please keep in touch. My website is www.thedancinggoddess.com.
I love it.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we will definitely talk to you soon. Thank you, Susan. I love you.
I love you, too. What a wonderful hour. We're going to do this again soon, I think.
I would love that. I would love that.
We can. Anyway, my name is Susan King, and my website is www.susaneking.com. Stay in touch with us if you want to get started in your genealogy. That's what we can help you do. In any event, have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We will see you next week. This is where genealogy and spirit connect, and we did that today.
Thanks, everybody.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week, we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.